pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball, of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Welcome to another episode of Pickleball. We have Donna and Kitty, as always, and they have some guests today.
Kathy and Julie, say hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Kathy and Julie are our frequent picklers for Donna and I. We play with them quite a bit.
I don't want people to get confused. You don't pickle us. We're just fellow players. Correct.
Well, I don't know, Kathy. You've never been pickled?
Not by you.
Nice. Touché.
For those of you who don't understand, being pickled is when you don't score even a point.
Right. It's called being pickled. Yep.
So, I actually hate it when someone gets pickled.
I'll never pickle anyone.
I agree with that. I actually loved it when I first did it just so I could say it. Right. But it's not really fun to do that.
Yeah. I mean, but then, you know, how do you give them a point? Sometimes you can give people all the leeway in the world.
Sometimes it's taken a lot.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can make it easy on them, but lead
Kitty,
a horse to water.
She's such a competitor. It doesn't matter if you knew or not.
That's not true.
Watch out for Kitty.
Speaking of new people, we said we were going to talk a little bit about
people
coming to the area not knowing where to play.
Right. And, I mean, I've seen a couple posts on the Pickleplex Facebook page about people saying, hey, what time do you play? What's the protocol? What do I bring? Da, da, da. And I've just always said, hey, just bring yourself and your paddle. We welcome you. I mean, it's that easy.
It is. You know, the first couple times, though, I showed up to play by myself. Kind of intimidating. You know, you have 40-some people standing around, paddles. You don't know which way to stack them, protocol. But what I love, showing up with, you know, just looking to get some games in. Put your paddle in a stack that has three or has one or has two, and, you know, boom, you got to force them to play with for a game.
Right.
You know, though, people seem to get aggravated because the protocols that we know, they don't know. And I know someone was upset because someone cut through someone's court. Every court now has its own gate.
Right.
But there really isn't any clear rules of protocol at the court. And I think that might be something for future improvement because you have people coming in new and they don't know that you stack the paddles up and they're not aware of some of the protocols that we might consider a standard.
That might be a good idea to mention to the Pickleplex board to have a welcome sign. You know, here's our protocol.
I've actually mentioned that a few times, and the reply I've received is, well, it's online, but not everybody looks online before they come. They just show up, and sometimes it's hard to remember all the rules online unless you print it out.
Right.
And I agree. I think there should
be, visible.
Maybe both sides of the Pickleplex, because play is on both sides, that there should be a sign of the rules. Yeah.
Well, and it is easy to... I mean, we play there so much, we recognize faces, and when there's new people, it's super easy to reach out. Hey, have you been here before?
Right.
Do you know the protocol? And just go through some basics. And I've had people just ask me, which I've really appreciated. Mm-hmm.
So what is the protocol? Just people listening.
So you line up your paddles in groups of four.
And there's a box for that.
So it actually looks like it's a drain for your gutter.
It looks like a window box to me. I want a plain
gutter that's been faced out with wood on a stand.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. That's why it looks like that, Didi.
So you put four paddles together in a row, and you start at the left-hand side of the gutter and move your way to the right and just
rotate.
And people pick up their group when there's a court free.
So how do you know if... you need to stack paddles if the courts aren't filled.
Yeah.
If the courts aren't filled, you don't need to stack.
That's how we've been playing.
Right.
So we were in the back playing, you know, this front and the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to just play again. And we said, oh, geez, we better get off. There might be some paddles. And someone said, hey, there's two courts open. So we said, well, let's go off anyway and go on to another court so no one says anything. Because sometimes people get upset. They think you're trying to cheat the system. But
yeah.
Right.
Well, and there are people there that cheat the system.
Right.
And, you know,
and
I
you
used to
get them on it, too, when they do.
Well, you know, I've said, I have, I don't always, but I have had said to people, hey, you know, we're stacking paddles.
Yeah. Nancy's good at that, too. She makes sure she's in charge and goes around telling people. Yeah.
So does
sure
Gloria when she's here. She'll go around and tell everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's good to rotate off the courts, too. What I don't like is if there's someone sitting there looking to get a game in that's by themselves or even just two people. And the same people are just playing over and over and over and won't break up their foursome.
Yeah, that
so these
me.
Other people, I just, I don't think that's very courteous. We're all there. We're all there to have fun. And I know some people have the attitude, well, I have my foursome. I don't want to break it
they
up because I don't
want
to sit out. And it's like, you know.
But that's not
or
fair.
I don't
want to. Put yourself in their shoes.
I know.
I feel like, you know, nobody likes me.
Yeah.
I know.
No, but it's fun to play other people, too.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I like playing with you all, and we always get a game in. But it's fun when you put your paddles up like you and I did. Mm-hmm. And we just blindly were playing some we never played with before.
Right.
Turned out to be a really interesting, fun game.
Exactly.
So I think, you know, circulating your paddles through different foursomes is a really smart thing.
I agree. I like having that versatility and the different people.
Yeah, because, like, we all know how each other plays. We know what their good shots are. We know what their bad shots are. And it's great to play other people to learn that you know, about them as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I concentrate harder when I'm playing with people that I don't know. Just because I have to pay more attention.
I agree.
Yeah.
Plus, you're always thinking, I got to show them what I'm made of.
Right. And I was
Jules? No, it's Jules, too. It's Jules, too. Right, Julie?
Right.
She agrees. It's not just me, Kathy.
Right. Well, I always think, too, boy, I want them to think I stink. And if they see my paddle, let's go next door, you know?
By the way, Julie has an Irish paddle, everyone that's out there.
She has a what?
An Irish paddle. Oh,
yeah. And it actually has my name on it, too. Hey, I'm proud to be Irish.
So we played with some new people this week. Well, actually, returning players that have not played in a while. And actually, I really enjoyed it. It was Kathy, myself, Deb, and Jan. And it was fun getting them to play again, you know, because Deb had a shoulder injury and couldn't play. And you know, and for them, it was, I know both of them, intimidated by coming back and who will play with them. Again, being feeling like they're new and don't have the skills yet can be overwhelming, but I know by the time that two and a half hours was done, I know Jan and Deb both were like, thanks so much for playing with us. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
And
I was glad to see him there, too.
Yeah, that was the day we went to the back, and we ended up not seeing you at all.
I know.
But we stayed in the back.
Right, you yelled to me across the court.
Yes, that's right. I said, Julie, Julie. Yeah, that was Monday, I think.
I always, though, remember how hard it was for me the first time I played, because you're not really confident yet, because you don't really know the game, and you're worried about how the opposing team's going to view your inadequacies, you know?
Yeah.
So I will always play with someone new, because I do remember, and I want them to be comfortable. I'm comfortable now, so it's the way I want everyone to be.
Well, a friend of ours, she's a flight attendant with Allegiant, and after the first of the year, she wants to get involved back into pickleball, even though she'll be on call sometimes. It's Pickleplex is so close to the airport, she can be there in a couple of minutes.
Right.
So she's like, do you mind? I was like, no, the more the merrier.
Come on over.
And it's fun, and she sees that all of her friends are having fun and getting good exercise and looking good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So I welcome her.
Good. What's her name?
Paula.
Okay, good. We look forward to meeting Paula in the new year.
Oh, she's a sweetie.
You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to get together with some people and go during off hours, not necessarily like, you know, 8
too.
To 10. And maybe do some drills, too.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we need to drill. You know, I mean, I like playing games, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I'm going to become a better player unless I have lessons or drills.
Did you do drills at all with Peace River Picklers last year?
I think once.
I signed up, and I think, I don't know if it was a 3 to 4 week thing. I thought it was pretty good.
Was
I thought it?
It
was pretty useful. My favorite thing I remember, she had me and my partner, like, bungeed. She had this apparatus where...
Oh, really? You were actually bungeed?
We were secured together.
Cool.
Where
yeah, because you're supposed to move
yes,
like that
exactly,
together.
Exactly.
Nice.
A great drill.
And that is a great drill.
And we had to do, I don't remember, like a 6-point game or something with that. And I got to tell you, I still remember doing that. And I always try, I don't always execute it, but to move with my partner.
Right.
If they're way over, I'm way
That's
over.
That's so important.
And I've saved a lot of
yeah, middle
points
shots,
that
yeah.
way.
So definitely new people coming, I would recommend they go to their skills and drills. I know Lynn Coe usually spearheading some of those. Mm-hmm. Bruce, is it McGee?
Yeah. Right. Bruce
yeah.
is too. Yeah.
Bruce is, does a lot with the
and you can go to the Peace River Picklers website, and they'll have the skills and drills on there. But I just thought it might be fun for like 4 to 8 of us to do our own drills. I mean... On our own time, too.
I
know?
Bought chalk a year ago.
I still have the chalk in my
you
car.
Did?
Yep. Yeah.
To work at home? Or to do no, stuff at
to,
home?
No, to do mark up the courts and, right. you know, like,
oh,
put a big
I see.
Square, this
hit
is where
there.
You need
gotcha.
To hit the ball. And
gotcha.
We, at one point, we were playing games where, in order to score the point, you had to get your third shot dropped. And
okay.
if you didn't get the third shot dropped, you didn't get the
yeah.
point. It didn't really matter.
Those
and
are
I
all
thought
useful,
that was,
yeah.
That was just fun practice.
Right.
You know, the hard thing doing something like that during prime time of play time,
exactly.
your game can take twice as long,
exactly.
and people aren't going to tolerate that. So, Kitty, to your point,
right.
it does need to be off hours.
And that's and also, you know, it's more relaxed off hours, and we can
right.
play as long
and
as we want.
And the weather's cooler now.
And that's
so
what I was
going
to say.
That.
You know, in winter is the perfect time to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, I'd be up for doing something
oh,
like that.
We sign us up, Kitty.
Yeah,
okay.
You know we should
sign
do
you
it?
Up.
Gilchrist, because we
yeah,
have
we
a couple
should.
Of those nets yep. that are down, so it gives you more space, too.
And we could use the chalk on Gilchrist, and nobody would have a hissy.
Right.
Yeah. Is Gilchrist being used during the day, like afternoon?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right now, it's pretty dead in the
when
afternoon.
I ride my bike by there, there's
okay.
a man sometimes playing with a ball machine, and that's
okay.
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's our next thing, get a ball machine. I've thought
so
about
they're
it.
They're pretty expensive.
I know.
I looked at
I think
them.
Lynn I has one. I've seen
yeah.
one being used, so
yeah.
they are pretty cool.
Deb has one, but it actually got her in the eye one day. She
oh,
had the
really?
Setting wrong, and
oh,
it came back at
oh,
her so
oh
fast.
God.
She got a black eye.
Aye, aye, aye. Those
yeah.
things can
oh,
hurt
God.
When they hit you
yeah.
hard with speed. So, you know, let's talk about some of the really advanced shots mm. and how fun they are to watch.
First, watch,
to,
not do.
To do.
Yeah, well, I'm not there yet, okay? But, like, there's the ATP around the pole, whereas you get it, you are returning the ball, and you don't hit it over the net. You hit it around the net, and it has to hit, of course, within the parameters. And that ball's good, and people don't expect it.
They don't.
Yeah. I've yet to do one. I've come close.
I've
tried.
I've come close. My thing, I always think about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I should have done
it. Because you don't normally think,
yeah.
okay, I'm already out of bounds.
Right.
There's no way, and I'm like, I don't need the net. And that back corner
oh,
is
yeah.
so easy.
Yeah, you could hit
you
it.
You can easily get it in there. I just need to train my brain to
yeah.
start thinking about it.
Yeah.
And maybe that could be one of the skills and drills we
that
do
we
where
practice.
We actually try
yeah.
that because... Nobody's going to... You can't hit the ball when it's way behind you like that.
No, you can't. Low and behind you, good
right.
luck.
I can barely get them right in front of me.
Well, sometimes those are hard, too. Do you ever notice sometimes you miss the easiest shots?
Yes.
And you're just
I think
thinking,
because you're thinking in your mind, oh, this is so easy, I'll get it, and then you take your eye off the ball.
I know exactly for me. I'm watching where I want it to go,
right.
and I'm not
uh-huh.
watching that sucker hit my paddle
right.
like I'm mm-hmm. supposed to.
Well,
exactly.
And I think, you know, just like, remember that book that was out, The Inner Game of Tennis. Well, it was very popular. It was about the psychology of tennis, and they have one for golf, too. What you need to be thinking when you're playing. And I know for me, I get ahead of myself with my thoughts. And once I get ahead of myself with my thoughts, I'm lost. You know, I have to stay in the moment.
Kathy wrote yeah. the book, I think.
Kathy might have been. At least she co-authored it, right, Dee Dee? And then there's the Ernie. Oh, my God, I've seen Ricky do Ernie's.
Is that the real name?
That's the real name. All right. It's E-R-N-E.
I stopped one time. I was watching, like, the 4-0 players, and I was walking around, and they were on the challenge court. Really, you know, they were good players. And I stopped because they were just having a really good rally back and forth and back and forth, and that ball was going so fast. Then I saw the guy do the hop, boom, and that one team cheered. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He just jumped out of bounds and hit the ball. Why are they cheering? But clearly they got the point. So I actually stopped him and asked him.
Yeah.
I'm like, what just happened? I've never seen that before. What's going on? And they explained it to me. And I'm like,
cool.
And I went home and I had to Google it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, are they just giving me crap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's Kathy. She's skeptical. Prove it. Prove it.
So what exactly is the Ernie?
Pardon?
What exactly is the Ernie?
Okay, so an Ernie is when you're at the net and someone sends you a ball.
You're standing at the kitchen line.
Yeah, you're standing at the kitchen line. And someone sends a ball over and you hop outside of the court and take it on a fly and slam it back on the other side.
To get a different angle on the ball.
And you're not violating the kitchen rule because you're outside of the court. You jump outside of the court and hit it on a fly.
You just can't walk through the kitchen, I don't think.
No, you can't. Right. You have to stay behind the kitchen to do it. So, it's a thing of beauty. It is.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So we should all, like, do our drills and skills and drills and practice Ernie's and ATP's. And
well, and even lobbing. A lot of people don't lob enough. And today, I think every game I lobbed at least once or twice. Now, it irritates me. There's players that's all they do is
lob.
That's
not right.
But when you're jammed up at the net, sometimes I get jammed up at the net and I just need an extra couple seconds. And getting that lob high up over their head, you know, so it's back by that line, it just gives you a second or two
to reposition.
And I find my lobs, the best ones I do is when the ball comes down and it's under my knees, close to my feet. And really
scoop
the
it.
Only thing you can do is scoop it up. And a lot of those lobs work out well, too, because they don't have a lot of power, but they have height.
They're harder to control, though, too, because at your feet, it's really hard to get those balls. But that is a very good, you know, offensive move for
I mean, a good lob is a thing of beauty as well. Mm. To be able to place that ball high enough, because we play against a lot of tall players, women and men, that they can't reach up and grab it.
Yeah.
And to get it within, like, 6 feet and, 6 inches a foot from that back line. Take skill.
Yeah, I loved it yesterday when the wind picked up a little bit later in the morning. I had two lobs, and they just sat there and they watched them. And I'm like thinking to myself, "Guys, the ball's going against the wind; it's going to blow in." And sure enough, it drops right in. And they turned and they looked at me. I said, "Yeah, I know. Thank you, wind."
Yeah.
And then I did it again later on in that same game. Same thing. Wind picked up. Boom! Stopped it. Got it in.
It's fun.
The wind makes the game very interesting.
It does.
Sometimes actually hysterical because of what happens.
I know. You'll go to hit the ball, whoop, all of a sudden it just takes a turn way away from you.
I usually don't think about it, but Julie, you actually brought it up a couple of times when we switched courts. You're like, okay, the wind's against us, so we're going to have to hit it harder or the opposite.
Or it's blowing to the right or blowing to the left. Yeah, so you have to make amends.
And you really have to wait till the ball bounces when
you
it's
do.
Windy to
Absolutely.
Call it in or out because there was stuff yesterday I swore it was going to go out. I didn't get myself into position and I look and I'm like, oh, that was in.
Yeah.
Okay, get me once, don't get me twice.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just have a tendency that, oh, it's out, you know. It's going out and calling it out without it actually bouncing and with that wind.
Right.
And now that winter's here, we're going to have a lot of wind.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be a big factor in play.
And, you know, I'm trying to remember, is there a flag at Pickleplex? Because there was a wind socks at Cooper.
Yeah,
I always try to look and see where the wind is coming.
There is a flag, and I'm wondering, I have to think about it now, I'm wondering if they only put it up for tournaments.
Yeah, because I don't think I see it every...
Because I know they put it up in the morning, and we do the national anthem before tournaments, but I think it's just for tournaments that flag's up.
Okay, I think you're right, Kathy. So maybe we should bring a windsock over there. I mean, it helps when there's a wind coming from one direction.
It does.
Sometimes we get winds that change directions.
All the time. Yeah, sometimes it's at your back, and then you change, and it's still at your back.
Yeah, but I remember at Cooper, playing at Cooper, both in rec play and in tournaments, I'd look at that windsock when I went to serve, you know, mm-hmm. to see what I was up against. Or right.
Now, I the second paddle I bought, I got a heavier one for when I'm playing against the wind.
Okay.
Because if it's really pretty windy, my backhand's generally pretty good.
Yep.
But if it's windy and I'm against the wind, I can't do my long backhand with the paddle I have. I have to have a little heavier paddle.
Okay.
And I think it's legal to switch out the paddle partway through a game. If nothing else, you
just
call it
timeout. I think so.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have several paddles.
I know. And what's up with that? I mean, I can see like two or three maybe, but some people have like 10 paddles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they collect them.
It's no different than the golfer always getting new clubs.
Right. And bowling. A lot of my friends when I used to bowl had several different bowling balls, too, with different weight.
I guess you have to get really...
Well, it's funny because people think it helps improve their game. And, I guess that question remains.
I guess it's all up here in the
head.
Yeah,
I was going to say, maybe a lot of it's mental, but...
I have two paddles, but I actually bought one premature to really knowing the game. And Ricky actually told me, he said, you don't need that long, skinny paddle. He says,
I remember that.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to focus on that target area of the of the paddle, and you're
the
losing some of that with
right.
it.
Yeah.
So ever since he said that, I went back to a different paddle just because he...
Well, he also said you're able to scoop and bend. You know, some people, you know, are either... They're not as flexible as you are for one reason or another. And, you know, they might need a different paddle, so...
I like your paddle. I played one game with your paddle,
I like
Kitty
my paddle, too.
So I have two paddles.
Yeah.
My husband has one. He doesn't play. I would like another one just for when we have company in town.
Yeah, I've got...
automatically have four paddles.
I've got, I've got extra. I've got two extra for company.
Yeah.
So... Okay, so what are we up to? When are we going to do our first skills and drills? We got to set this up. The show's almost over.
Well, this week's almost over, so I think we should make it next week.
Maybe we should make a certain day of the week.
Yeah, that would be good.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's part of the routine. I like that.
What about Sunday?
Well, let's wait till the NFL games are over.
Oh.
Go, Pack, go.
Go Patriots.
We have to arrange it around football, I see.
Well, let's do... I thought maybe a Monday would be a good day, because then that would get us to practice for the rest of the week.
I could do Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, Monday's usually a slow
day.
As long as I'm not fishing.
All right.
I know.
Skills and drills Monday, girls. We set it here.
Well,
we'll ask whoever wants to that we play with usually, okay? All right, we'll see you again next time. We'll see you on the courts, and thanks for listening to Pickle Chat.
Thanks Kathy and Julie.
Thank you for having us.